This is Purple Eagles, a Green Wizard. I have successfully infiltrated the building. Request additional instructions. Over.
Aspiel, we don't need any stupid code names. Just open the door and let us in.
Roger.
So what do we do now, Vector?
Find the computer room! Because that's where the podcast is recorded. Then we can do our piece and get out of here before Arcane UK suspects anything. Come on, everyone in and up the stairs.
Okay, the computer's rolling and I think we've got good quality audio coming out.
Good work, SBO. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special edition of Radio Redux, where we, the Chaotix, will be taking time out from our very busy schedule to bring you music and hits from the last 15 years. Hit it, Charmy!
I like striped butts and I cannot lie. You obviously can't deny that when a wasp bites in with some hooves around the waist and a stinger in your face, you get stung. If you do that, it's tough, because the abdomen's nice and stuffed. Spinning the wings she's wearing, I'm buzzing, can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna sit with ya, pollinate your future. There's no use trying to warn me with that butt you got. Make some honey. Oh hey man, no tetra. You say I'm used to bees, get used to me, used to, cause your forex sure ain't droopy. I seen them flying, don't need no trying. Insect, I'll bet, got some sugar that I wanna get. I'm tired of magazines, that National Geographic thing. A warning sign might be yellow and black, she gotta sting your back. So, fellas,
yeah.
Fellas,
yeah.
As you walk around, got the butt.
Hell no.
That was shaking. Shake that stripey butt. Chammy got back.
Insect bites with a stripey booty. Insect bites with a stripey booty.
Chammy got back.
What the hell is going on in here?
We've been discovered. Evacuate code 611. Move, move, move.
Not so fast. I want answers, and I want them now.
Well, you see, we wanted in on the 15-year celebration, and we knew you wanted music from around 1991, so we thought we'd, you know, sing some for you.
Much as I enjoy the work of Sir Mix-a-Lot and all his contemporaries, this Radio Redux show is supposed to be about 15 years of sonic music. Not just any 15-year-old piece of music that you drag up from anywhere. This is supposed to be a great historical retrospective show. Associated with the Summer of Sonic for all these games, and you three clowns ruin it from the get-go. And what's with all these dancing girls?
Visual spectacle?
On a podcast?
Atmosphere?
Oh, for God's sake, I'm getting a bad vibe about this show already. I'll deal with you in a minute. While I'm doing that, and to drown out the sounds of the screaming. Run the titles.
Sega. 1991.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very, very, very special episode of Radio Redux. I am your host, Arcane UK, the webmaster of SonicRex.com, and you are listening to Radio Redux, which is the official podcast of SonicRex.com, for those of you who have never come across it before, which might well be a few of you who have come across it languishing on the Summer of Sonic site. Today we're going to have a little run down through the years. Obviously we had 1991 already, and we're going to have music from all the Sonic games that I could possibly find, and go through that chronologically as the games go on. So literally, as I said, strolling down through the years. We'll have 1992 coming up in a minute with Sonic the Hedgehog 2, but what we just had, of course, was 1991. 15 years ago today. Today, time of recording, obviously, the 23rd of June, 2006. 15 years ago today, 23rd of June, 1991, Sonic the Hedgehog was released. And it gave us one of our great gaming icons, of course, in Sonic the Hedgehog. Which, of course, is why you're listening to this, most probably. As a special 15-year celebration, we the Sonic populace, under the command of Captain Dreadnux and his good ship, the Sonic Stadium, have created the Summer of Sonic. A special celebration in conjunction with Sega and all the other Sonic sites who have contributed. I mean, there's loads of them. Absolute tons. Lots of stuff that's coming out on the launch day, which of course is today. However, there'll be much more stuff coming out over the next sort of week or two, in especially made for that. I mean, there's comics and music and fan games and all sorts. I'm going to go run down through what's on the site at the moment on launch day, but obviously there's much more for you to look at in the future. What you listened to beforehand was music from 1991, as I was saying, and the original Sonic the Hedgehog game, a game that's been this game's had more than one incarnation than its original. Obviously, things like the Nokia gaming mobile device of absolute rubbishness, the N-Gage, and the what was essentially a direct port in Sonic M. However, the music we had there was obviously the original startup, the original title music, and then Green Hill Zone. Amazing to think, 15 years since we first saw and got to play Green Hill Zone. And after that, we had the credits music with a nice variety mix of all the level themes. I'm going to take a little break for a minute from speaking, because you don't listen to me forever, and we're going to go straight into 1992. Only one game in 1992 as well, and that was Sonic the Hedgehog 2. See you in a bit.
1992.
You are listening to
Radio Remix.
Hidden Palace Zone there, obviously originally in Sonic 2, but cut due to time and memory constraints, and it eventually resurfaced in what was Sonic and Knuckles, and of course Sonic 3 and Knuckles, if you want to call it that way. Before that, we had Hilltop Zone, and before that, it was Chemical Plant Zone. 1992 was one of those weird years. Personally, I can't remember much about 1992, apart from the Barcelona Olympics and various weird operatic things. Sonic 2 was a cool game. I remember playing Sonic 2. Sonic 2 is actually one of the first Sonic game I completed, but it was like, I completed it on two-player with somebody who was obviously, at that time, an absolute Sonic 2 gaming god. I tried playing it on the Game Gear version. I just never could get past, I think it was the third level where you used a hang glider to get across. I just couldn't. I just never ever could get the timings right for the wind burst and things. I think that might have been something. It was kind of at the time where my Game Gear was starting to die as well, which didn't really help issues. And I sort of went on and in the end played Sonic Triple Trouble, which was about as close as you could get to Sonic and Knuckles at the time, and ended up owning that completely. Yes, so the Summer of Sonic. Sorry to Radio Redux veterans, it's not going to be funny ha-ha today, much like the Radio Redux shows normally are. It's more informative today. So it's very, very serious, very serious. I am wearing a bowler hat and carrying a briefcase, and have a copy of the Wall Street Journal under my arm to emphasise this, which of course you can't see, but there you go. So no funny at all today, no funny at all, absolutely none. BP stock's gone up 2%. Interesting. Sell. Yes, so let's say that was obviously 1992. The introduction, of course, of Tails. Tails, the infamous two-tailed fox. Miles per hour, obviously a pun on miles per hour. And, our favourite genetic freak in the Sonic fan base is good old Tails. The Summer of Sonic site is a joy to behold. It's at summerofsonic.com. Thereupon, you will find a whole variety of things, and I'll just go through some of the features for you now. There's a heck of a lot to see at the moment. Really is. You've got, obviously, say, features, things from the fan base. You've got a specific information on the games. You can sign Sonic's birthday card. Sign Sonic's birthday card. Don't know what you want to write in there. I suggest not anything rude, because, you know, has the ability to turn to Super Sonic and basically kick Universal ass, and you wouldn't really want to upset him. You can send us, as in Summer of Sonic, your special birthday photos. These photos must be showing you celebrating Sonic in whatever way that you wish to celebrate Sonic. Please make it clean. No very dodgy photos being sent in, because obviously Dreadnux has to view them, and we don't want Dreadnux's mind just curdled by your filth and damnation, because he might get embarrassed. And he's a sensitive soul, as I'm sure you all know. And I'm sure you believe me completely. There's obviously credits and things. I will go through now some of the features we have, for at least, I mean, obviously there's got articles and interviews and other things and the fan events. Articles-wise at the moment, we've got things by I&S Heaven, The Sonic World, Shadow Realm, and indeed Liquid Shade. Things covering topics from why the Sonic the Hedgehog cartoon, the original Sonic the Hedgehog, Satam, is regarded as the best Sonic the Hedgehog cartoon that's ever aired, even though it's one of the original ones. Things like Sonic's actual story. Why does everyone hate Shadow? Oh, there's a topic close to my heart. Why does everyone hate Shadow? Ultimately, we'll discuss that from the Shadow Realm. And top 20 moments in Sonic history. I personally am going to do a one of my airshoe diaries for this section at some stage. After this, obviously, not much point in me topping up right now. Otherwise, it'll be just a whole selection of noise in the background and just sort of going, people going, yeah. Oh, spelt that wrong. And there would be no enjoyment about that at all. If you want to contribute anything to the Summer of Sonic, it is not too late. You can find out various find various links to the contribute button and text links, which will give you complete instructions. And specific information regarding fan works and written articles. Essentially, if you want to actually submit anything, you know, email Dreadnux, and his email address is Dreadnux, which is DREADKNUX at yahoo.co.uk. Don't bother him if it's anything else like, oh, please, can you speak to me? I'm a big fan. Please, can you speak to me? Because he's far too busy. Far too busy with this, okay? So if you want to, if you submit any ideas or thing, if you want to, so there's a guidelines page, submit it in, they'll be happy to have it. I'll talk about some of the other features. There's a couple of interviews lined up, a special mystery guest interview between, or rather conducted with a Radio Sega and the Sonic Stadium, where Sega Mark and Dreadnox are chatting to a legend of Sonic proportions, it says here. Not telling you who it is yet, but it's been played on Radio Sega, Sega Sonic Radio, and Sega Games Radio, so a triple radio station whammy there. It's also got an actual transcript on there. Not sure whether that's actually going to be up at launch, the transcript, but that is certainly one of the things to look forward to. Time for some more music, I think, and obviously, that leads on to 1993. Now, 1993 had a bit of a glut of games in comparison with previous years. And we had, of the five games that were actually released on that in that particular calendar year, we have three coming up for you. The actual games that were released were Sega Sonic the Hedgehog, which was the arcade game, which brought us, it brought us Raid the Squirrel. A character so important in the history of Sonic that he has never been heard of or seen since. And of course there was Mighty the Armadillo as well, who we have seen, but has also disappeared due to, well, copyright issues, we believe, but no one's really sure. The most notable one of these games is, of course, Sonic CD, which introduced us to Metal Sonic. But the first music up will be coming from that. We also have some music from the Game Gear. Do not be surprised if you hear Game Gear music today. You know, you don't really hear it on radio shows or a podcast like mine normally, but it's very important to have some kind of historical perspective. After which, we'll be having music from Sonic Spinball, which is the third of the games we'll be having music from. The fifth title that was released in 1993 was, of course, Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. Not a game that actually featured Sonic. The first Sonic game to not feature Sonic in it, or at least I'm aware of. Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, that crazy, slightly weird Buster Bobble Tetris la-di-da clone thing with beans with eyes, and yeah, woo. No, but I don't have any music for that either, unfortunately, so we won't be having any music for that. First up, though, as I said, it's 1993, it's Sonic CD.
1993.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back. Yes, 1993. The music you're listening to was from Sonic CD, first of all. That was the full vocal version of Sonic Boom. Then afterwards we had the special stage music. That's obviously from the US soundtrack, not the Japanese soundtrack. As everyone, I'm sure, who is a big fan of Sonic the Hedgehog knows, there were two very, very, very different soundtracks for Sonic CD. And the Japanese one is certainly thought to be the far superior one. After that, we had actually a bit of a cheat. I did kind of indicate that it was Game Gear music. The actual music that you had was from the Master System version, but that was from Sonic and Tails, also known as Sonic Chaos, and that was the Aqua Planet Zone theme. After which we had the opening title screen and Sega thing from Sonic Spinball, and then we had the Toxic Cave music, and of course, as I said before, we were missing music from Sega Sonic the Hedgehog and Dr. Robotnik's Mean Beam Machine, but fortunately, you won't really get to hear those today. Have a word with Fast Feet and people like that, and demand that somebody sorts out Dr. Robotnik's Mean Beam Machine music and Sega Sonic the Hedgehog music for you. 1994 then, most notable of course for Sonic the Hedgehog 3 and the introduction of Knuckles. Knuckles being of course an echidna. Echidna being a Tachyglossus anguleatus, to give its Latin name. Echidnas are quite strange creatures. In fact, they're very similar to platypuses, which might well surprise you. They lay eggs. They're mammals, but they lay eggs, and they suckle their young, and that must be very painful for the youngsters, I would have thought, if they're covered in spines. They're actually toothless, which, bear in mind, Knuckles is generally grinning and growling half the time, should surprise you. Basically, think of a hedgehog, which is sort of squished slightly, with a long nose, and that's basically what an echidna actually really looks like. It's actually also called the spiny anteater. They've got sort of spurs on their legs, which allow them to sort of grip things, which is probably where the spikes on the hands come from. For Knuckles, they're kind of, it works out very well, actually. It's a bit of a leap from, you know, spiny anteater with 17 centimeter long spines with long tongues to guardian of most important gem in the universe, loner and master treasure hunter with sort of dreadlocks and or cowboy hat. It's a bit of a leap, to be fair, especially from, you know, just normal brown to red, but I mean, there is a bit of correlation between what an actual echidna is and what Knuckles is. They're actually very solitary, echidnas in the wild, for instance. Says here they actually have a breeding season between July and August, so if anyone comes across Knuckles over the next 2 months, you might want to keep away, or possibly keep your back to the wall. So as I said, they give birth via eggs, and they've got special hairs in the pouch, and so various other things. Echidna is actually pretty rare nowadays, and if you live near termite mounds, they eat termites, obviously where the spiny anteater nickname comes from. They actually live in mainly Australia. They're occasionally predated by dingoes and animals of the like. They're actually more than likely eaten by foxes, which therefore sort of goes against the natural order of things. But actually, it might explain why Tails and Knuckles don't really have that much to do with each other. I mean, the only time you really see Knuckles with Tails on their own is really sort of on their own is the beginning of obviously Sonic Heroes, when they're in the plane and they come across Sonic. They obviously aren't looking for Sonic, but they come across Sonic. And that's really the first time that you ever see them together. So, yes, it might be that if, obviously, one of the big questions is, would Sonic and who between Sonic and Knuckles win the fight? But in the event of Knuckles and Tails in the fight, Tails would probably eat Knuckles. So behind that cute exterior lurks a savage monster waiting to cut loose. 1994, anyway. Yes, Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Also, we had a Game Gear game in Sonic Drift, the racing game. And there was Tails' first solo outing in Tails and the Music Maker. Tails branching out, because Tails was very popular among young girls and furries and other people who just like orange things. Yeah. And obviously, not long after Sonic the Hedgehog 3 came out, we obviously had Sonic and Knuckles, the expansion pack, because Sonic the Hedgehog 3 turned out to be half a game, which was a very good way of getting extra money, release half a game, and then say, oh, sorry, we forgot this. Obviously, Sonic, the first real example of a sort of a game locking into another game. To get more stuff out. There was also Sonic and Tails 2 on the Game Gear and Master System probably as well, but that was called, at least in Europe and I believe America, Sonic Triple Trouble, which that's probably one of my favourite Sonic games ever. Not because I sort of own its arse in any way whatsoever, and also we've got some music coming up for that. There was also an example of the first, or at least first known about that I know, or the first game that I know about, canned Sonic game, the first game that was never released, and that's Sonic Crackers. Not the most original name in the world, Sonic Crackers. In fact, you could say it's a very rubbish game indeed. But anyway, we've got examples of all those games coming up now as we journey through 1994, with the exception of Tails and the Music Maker, for which is probably a good idea from what I remember of Tails and the Music Maker. But yes, 1993 is gone, and 1994 is here.
1994.
back yet again. The last track that you were listening to was the slightly unoriginally titled Track Zero from Sonic Crackers. Obviously, the game not being released, not really sure what it's to do with at all. But it's a nice little piece of music. From the beginning then, obviously we had Sonic Hedgehog 3 and we had Angel Island Act 1, followed by Marble Garden Act 1. The call select music then followed that from Sonic Drift. We, as I said, had no music for Tails and the Music Maker. And then we had Sonic and Knuckles, the theme of Sonic and Knuckles title theme, and Mushroom Hill Act 1. I like Mushroom Hill Act 1 as a piece of music. It's kind of up there with my favourite pieces of Sonic music. After that, and before Sonic Crackers, we had Sonic Triple Trouble / Sonic and Tails 2 with Great Turquoise and Robotnik Winter, which leads me nicely on to our next little look at what's going to be available and what is available at the moment on the Summer of Sonic page. And if you go to features and then go to fan events, you will find listings of all sorts of things going on and events and stuff for the Summer of Sonic, and so it links in nicely with Winter of Robotnik. Now, Winter Robotnik is something that I've done. Me and under the guise of Sonic Rex, and yes, basically it's people forget it's an Eggman's anniversary as well. But, I thought it deserved noting. So, obviously we've got Summer of Sonic, obviously it would be Winter of Robotnik. Basically, it's Eggman's sort of personal diary site. You can go there. There's been a bit of a problem, unfortunately. It seems that somehow there's going to be some lovely, ingenious plot worked out and ready to spoil the Summer of Sonic and to get everyone, each and every one of you, and basically cover you in paint. Unfortunately, there was a bit of a lightning storm, and his base got hit by lightning, and it's kind of corrupted his computer and blown out half the wiring. Don't think we'll ever get to see that, that lovely plot. But on the plus side, you won't get covered in paint. So, there is, some sort of automatic reconstruction thing going on now, as far as I'm aware. And we're getting, as the days go on, and the program manages to recover more and more diary records and media and things like that, we'll hopefully get a bit more of an overall picture about what Eggman's thoughts are. There's various records currently available on there that have already been recovered, and notes things like the Summer of Sonic and what's going on, and even Radio Redux gets a mention, and so we'll hopefully see some more records from the dim and distant past, from 15 years ago, perhaps even longer ago, and more up-to-date events tying in with various gaming events that we are aware of. He's not particularly happy with Sega, to be honest, that he's been ignored, and he's not particularly happy with you either, so don't be too surprised if he vents at you with much bile and stuff. Don't go pressing the activate button. He kind of had some kind of doomsday thing going on. I don't know what would happen if you pressed it, but it might involve the end of the universe, so probably not the best thing to do. But yes, that obviously ties in very, very well indeed, isn't it? Other things going on is, obviously, the Sonic Rex Awards will be finishing while the Summer of Sonic is still going on. Then, of course, it'll be preceded by the Sonic Slides Awards, which will start very, very soon, and we'll have more about that if and when the information is available. I'll talk about something else that's coming up and can be viewed, or information of it can be viewed of, in the fan events section of features after we talk about 1995. Now, 1995 was an iffy year for Sonic games, really. First off, chronologically, we have Sonic Drift 2, which Sonic Drift 1 was no great shakes, and Sonic Drift 2 really raised the bar. the Sonic driving games everywhere. Yeah. That followed, followed by Tails Sky Patrol. Yeah. Then we had Knuckles Chaotix. Now, that was a fantastic game. Knuckles Chaotix obviously introduced... It was Knuckles' first game as the lead character. And it also introduced us to the Chaotix. The Chaotix at that time, anyway. Being the Crocodile, Espio the Chameleon, and Charmy the Bee. And, well, we had Mighty as well, and the two robots, and... Chaotix was basically half the world at that stage. So I'm just checking they're not still around. They should be on their way back to Paris now instead of Chaotix X. Anyway, but yes, that was a good game. In fact, that was the highlight of 1995, to be honest. Because afterwards we had Tails Adventure, and it wasn't like Sonic Adventure in any way. Yeah. And then to cap it off, we had Sonic Labyrinth. 1995 was not a good year, people. but thankfully, we don't have to play the games. We get to hear the music instead. 1995, and here's Sonic Drift 2. 1995.
great show.
Such a so much fun.
Buongiorno. And we're back again. And that, of course, was 1995, as I'd already said. We had Sonic Drift 2, Rony Savannah from Sonic Drift 2, Tails Sky Patrol, we had no music for. Knuckles Chaotix, we had good ending theme. Tails Adventure, we had Poloy Forest. Sonic Labyrinth, we had the music for Act 3 of whatever world you're in for Sonic Labyrinth, supposedly. I'm confused. What does Poloy mean? Let's duck it up. What can we do? We can try Wikipedia or we can try Urban Dictionary. Let's try Urban Dictionary because that's bound to be ridiculous. And it'll probably have some kind of... It'll probably say Poloy has something to do with sex, probably, knowing Urban Dictionary. Yes, so it's an interesting little range of music there, wasn't it? Dictionary... Load. Open dictionary defining your world. Since 1782, probably. Well, I can't look up Poloy just yet, but I can tell you that tipping is done in the south, which is when you are cruising in your car slowly down the street and swerving left to right. This is otherwise known as being drunk. That's Poloy. What does Poloy mean? Dictionary. Well, we find out what Poloy means. We bring ourselves onto 1996. Now, 1996 was when you started to see really 3D start to come into it. In fact, the three games that were released, two were definitely 3D. Another game that was in active development at the time was, of course, Sonic Extreme for the Saturn, and anyone who has been following the phalanx of news that's been coming out about that from the head developer of the Sega Saturn game Sonic Extreme will know all about the problems involved in that. We do have some music for that, thanks to Farsweet. We have some... of a theme of that coming up. We also have, of course, music for the other two games do have music for. 1996, but first of all, there was Sonic the Fighters. A interesting game, arcade game. I remember playing Sonic the Fighters when the Trocadero in London was Sega World, and wasn't, you know, just a sort of small arcade. It was the whole Trocadero, practically, and it was just a mass of arcade machines everywhere. It was the time when Sega Rally Championship came out. Everyone had to play Sega Rally Championship because it's such a cool car game. It's like, ooh, rally car. Slow, medium, right. Long, medium, left. Okay, I don't know, what's the difference between a low, slang, medium, right? I don't know, but I'm just turning right. Do I brake? I've hit someone. I've hit something at the side of the road. There's a puddle. Like, jump! What, do I have to... Oh, it's jump! Oh, damn. I've missed it. Oh, dang. Rats. Poloy. Poloy is undefined, according to Urban Dictionary. If anyone knows what Poloy means, let me know. Otherwise, Sega have just used a random collection of letters, which is as if Sega would make up a word. Oh, how ridiculous! Get Rexlet and just see if someone put a definition for Rexlet on there. No. Aha. Okay. I might put might put something on there then. Yes. So it's just like the Fighters. Fighters is an interesting excursion into the 3D beat 'em up. Didn't exactly rival Virtual Fighter, I must say. But it brought back Espio, which is kind of weird. I mean, you had people like Knack, Stroke, Bang, and the normal characters, with the big boss being, of course, Metal Sonic up on the space station, because you have to have a space level at the end, or at the end, or near the end of a Sonic game, as it's part of the Sonic level standard set, which if you've read any of my issue diaries entries, you'll know about the Sonic level standard set. After that, we had Sonic Blast. I don't know much about Sonic Blast. Not to be confused with Sonic 3D Blast, because, well, that comes after that with Sonic 3D Blast, also known as Sonic 3D Flicky's Island, which was interesting because you had Tails and Knuckles as sort of, well, with non-playable characters, but they were simply there to take your rings and send you a copy of the big issue, supposedly, as well. But I mean, I like that. The end boss was a bit strange. Eggman sort of coming out of various pipes and things and jumping over, and you had to go up several levels of just random floor. It was pretty. All you had to do was just like in the final one, just stand in the top right hand corner, and yeah, you'll get hit occasionally, but it'll just drop you the one ring, which will drop exactly there, so you'll pick it up instantly, and you just keep doing that. I mean, the best thing about Sonic 3D Flicker's Island was the music, which I mean I absolutely love. Some of my favourite Sonic music, especially Rusty Ruin, which you've actually got coming up. I've got Rusty Ruin Act 2 coming up for that. It's got, of course, the fourth one being Sonic Extreme. 1996. Oof. 1996. I was 13 in 1996. Seems so long ago. Right, so we'll have those three tracks. Three tracks count, because I've got no music for Sonic Blast. After that, we'll have 1997, and then the 1999. We'll end it at 1999, because I'm going to make this a two-parter, because it's going on so long. So a two-part special for the Summer of Sonic. I hope you're enjoying the Summer of Sonic, incidentally. I will talk some more about the Summer of Sonic and other bits that are available on that, and maybe I'll look up some more random words on Urban Dictionary as well, if I feel like it. So right after this music. So, ladies and gentlemen, 1996.
1996.
And we're back again. That was 1996. Three past, didn't it? Who'd have thought? Sonic the Fighters' music was the theme Lovers. Lovers. From, what was the name of the South Island of music? Obviously, we had Rusty Ruin Act 2 for Sonic 3D Flicky's Island. And Sonic Extreme, which of course was our second on-release game, we had the music from Magmatropolis. Can't be a Sonic game without some kind of Tropolis or Opolis thrown in. Anyway, the thing I was going to talk to you about, which I meant to do before the 1996 music and I just simply forgot, is of course another of the fan events that is going on very, very, very soon indeed. And that is the Sonic Olympics. Now, we had the Sonic Olympics last year. Luckily, we don't have to wait 4 years for the next one, it seems. Hooray! Sonic Olympics, hosted by Sonic Cage Dome, which of course now is part of Sonic Stadium. So, do you think you are good at Sonic the Hedgehog? If so, then gather a team before me and compete in all manner of events in togas and throwing large lumps of granite around and sharp sticks. But obviously, you know, using a joypad to control something. Preferably a blue hedgehog. Yeah. Yes, anyway, they've got all kinds of manner of exciting online contests coming up, which includes, you know, just general completion, time attacks, races, various challenges involving Sonic 2, gaming marathons, and basically, if you like the idea of grabbing a emulated game and kicking somebody's ass who lives on another continent, and who speaks another language, this is entirely your scene. Yes, so there's not long left, actually. Not long left at all. In fact, you've got until this Sunday coming. Well, not this Sunday coming, but Sunday the... what would that be? Sunday the 2nd? Sunday the 2nd? Yes, Sunday the 2nd of July, you have to apply. Now, it's you can find information at http://scd.sonicstadium.org /SO/, which will take you to the Summer Olympics for a Sonic 2006 site. But let me say there's all sorts, but you basically... If you are part of a group, an online group in the Sonic community, if you can gather together various other people, you can apply. You can apply individually for certain events, but the main thing is the various teams involved. Now, if I'm just going to check what teams currently I've applied, so you know. So you can basically help out your own specific fandom. Current registered teams is SonicOnline.net, who are S-O, SCD, which is Sonic Cage Dome team, TSS, of course, the Sonic Stadium team, and you can apply for more play to host your team, whoever that may be, on site, basically. Yeah. See if we have any more details of events for you. I hate 56k, it's so slow. Tell me now, people are waiting, damn it! Right, so I'll go for this 10 listings now, okay? We've got... Event 1 is Emerald Hill Zone. Event 2, Casino Night Zone. And Event 3... is Mystic Cave Zone, all those of course being from Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Event 4 is Sonic the Hedgehog 3 and Knuckles 2 player Grand Prix. And then Event 5's Sonic 2 SMTP V3 Green Zone. Event 6 which is Sonic and Knuckles Lava Reef Zone. Event 7 Sonic the Hedgehog 2 Metropolis. Event 8 Sonic the Hedgehog 1 Team Relay. Well, Event 9 looks interesting, actually, because Event 9, in contrast to that, is Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, a two-player duel, a duel to the death with beans. Poison beans. Poison jelly beans. Which will make you choke. make you choke, and then expel, said Bean, and it gets lodged in the throat of somebody else, and it's like a very cheap round. Event 10 is an offline recorded event, which is a secret Sonic marathon. Shh, it's a secret. You can find more information about that on the Sonic Olympics 2000X page for the event. Anyway, that leads us on to 1997, which is a bit of a strange year that as well for Sonic Games. First of all, there was Sonic Jam, which you've got the music coming up of as well. Then we've got Sonic's Game World, which wasn't really a game per se, as much as an element of time and space that had congealed into the shape of a Sonic game. And then, of course, there was Sonic R. Now, Sonic R was a good game. I've got a copy of Sonic R. It doesn't work. I've got one of the Sega PC sort of games of that, but my computer doesn't like it, apparently. So I can't play it, and there is a tear running down my cheek at this very moment in time. The main, most notable thing about Sonic R was, again, the music, which, of course, was by Jacques Richard, who we may be hearing about what Jacques Richard is up to these days on the Summer of Sonic. Keep your eyes peeled on the Summer of Sonic site for more details about that, possibly. Anyway, it's time to go into the music again, 1997, and this is Sonic Jam.
1997.
Sonic Racing. I hope your feet are on the ground. And yes, of course, that was called Supersonic Racing from Sonic R with Jacques Richard there. Sonic Jam's music was I take back all I said about Sonic Jam. I quite like that Sonic Jam music. That was the track known as Sonic World, which just I think might just be the introductory spiel music. But never mind, I thought it was pretty good. Our last year is coming up because there was no Sonic games released in 1998. So, 1998. There you go, that's that done. 1999, of course, there was two games, really. There's Sonic Pocket Adventure, but we don't really look on that as a proper game, really. The big one, of course, was the series reboot, as it were, with Sonic Adventure. First coming out, obviously, 1999 on the Dreamcast. With lots of adverts, including Sonic doing sort of hyperspace scratching DJ shuffle things, and then getting told off by a CG basketball player, if you remember that. And Tails doing his best to keep up, but in the end just sort of falling on his ass. Sonic Adventure then, new type of game, fully 3D, new attitude as well, including the including various characters. Amy came back in a newly redesigned context, and lots went on in Sonic Adventure. I mean, there was obviously the Adventure Field type of levels, which looked like they might be coming back in some way in Sonic 2006, although this hasn't really been confirmed yet. Different looks slightly to the characters, different gameplay, different attitude from some of the characters as well. They basically try to grow up Sonic a bit, and obviously they made Sonic a little bit more humanoid, which has been expanded upon by the look of things for Sonic 2006. Sonic Adventure was a weird one. With the obviously the quest modes, and the fact that it was a multi-part game storyline, new playable. There was several playable characters, seven really. I think it is if you wanted to include Super Sonic. Is it seven? Hang on, it says Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, Amy, E-102, Eggman, and Sonic. Yeah, I think it's that. Anyway, if I'm probably wrong, just play the goddamn game and find out yourself. Obviously, that was the last big thing, because there was various bits coming in. There was also nice little nods to various things in the game, and there were some odd characters like a Mr. Know-It-All. If you press the button that makes you jump, you'll jump. If you press B when you're next to something, you might be able to pick it up. If you move your control stick in X direction, you will move in that direction, which was, of course, really useful to know. So, yes, obviously, it gave a new life into the point of Knuckles, really, and shed a bit of light on why he is who he is, and obviously the history behind the echidnas, and it showed us all about the extinction, as it were, of the echidnas. That's a good question, actually. If the echidnas were all sort of made extinct, where did Knuckles come from? Obviously, maybe it was some sort of raiding party that was sent out and was spared the wrath of Chaos. Of course, obviously, Chaos was born, as were the Chao. Chao were introduced. The nice little confusion there, because what is the pull of Chao? The pull of Chao is Chao's, which can be Chaos if you read it from another way. So that's nice and confusing. So you can either say Chaos is nice and cuddly, you can say Chows are nice and cuddly. Good use of English there, Sega. Good use of English. Yes, so 1999. So we've got two bits of music from Sonic Adventure for you. This is the end of this part one. Part two will be covering the years 2000 to 2006, although it's really 2001 to 2006, because there is no 2000 game. There was a bit of a gap in production for 2 years, and then we end up having Sonic Shuffle and, of course, the 10th anniversary game, which was Sonic Adventure 2. That's all for me for now. I will see you next time. It's next two pieces of music coming up is a couple of themes for you. Sonic's theme and Tails' theme. It doesn't matter for Sonic, and believe in yourself, Tails. I've been Arcane UK. This has been the Radio Redux Summer of Sonic Special Part 1, and I will see you for Part 2, hopefully. Bye-bye for now.
1999.